Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looking forward to day two of the NCAA tournament. No, not day three or day four, counting the first four. Day two of the NCAA tournament. Kyle Lindstedt from the University of Minnesota, after their win over Louisville yesterday, will be joining us coming up in about half an hour. Or so, had two really incredible, and there were more than this, but two really notable historic performances yesterday, Shane. And let me just say this. If Murray State doesn't beat Belmont in the Ohio Valley tournament, we might not have even seen Ja Morant playing yesterday against Marquette. I mean, it was that close. They might not have been an at-large consideration. Wow, are we glad that we saw him yesterday.
Ja Morant recorded the ninth triple-double in the NCAA tournament, which is more than I expected, since assists became an official stat in 1983-84. He had the most assists in a triple-double in NCAA tournament history. It was the first triple-double since Draymond Green. Draymond for Michigan State did it the most recently. Morant is the first player since 1984 to have a triple-double in his first or second career NCAA tournament game. Shaquille O'Neal and Dwayne Wade are the other two players in that span. Kind of ironic because Dwayne Wade played for Marquette, and that's who Murray State beat. He scored or assisted on 55 points. The most points created by one player in the last 10 NCAA tournaments. Maybe that's the statistic that we should probably pay the closest attention to when we're talking about Ja Morant, because he's the engine that makes that team go. 16 assists was his final number. Mm. 10 of them led to layups or dunks. So it's safe to say Marquette got cut up by Ja Morant in every possible fashion. Marquette, as a team, had nine dunks or layups. He had 10 assists that led to dunks or layups by himself.
And I thought the breakdown that the guys had, Barkley and the rest, was really solid on Murray State. How much pressure defending Ja Morant has for an opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've got some other guys that can beat you, too. I mean, Murray State's won 12 straight games. I mean, it's not like they're not playing well. And they've been a good team all season long. But they've got a couple of other guys, too. I mean, you got to if you're getting 16 assists, you got to have some other guys that can finish as well, right?
Yeah.
So I think so Murray State becomes a very interesting out in this tournament. Simply because of what Ja Morant brings to a defense in having to deal with him. You got to account for him.
But you can't just stare at the floor. You can't just leave your guy and stare at the ball because he's got it too, and because he'll burn you that way. Like I said, ten of his assists led directly to dunks or layups. He had five assists in transition. Just in every way possible, Ja Morant stole the show in that game. Wofford's Fletcher McGee went 7 for 12 on threes, and he now has 509 career three-pointers, most in NCAA history. To put it into perspective, Fletcher McGee has 52 more made threes than J.J. Redick did when he was at Duke.
Yeah.
It was the second most in an NCAA tournament game.
Almost 100 more. Almost 100 more than Steph Curry, right? And Steph Curry, I think, had 411 or something like that.
His 7 3-pointers were the second most in the NCAA tournament for a player of the Southern Conference, trailing only Steph Curry's 8 for Davidson against Gonzaga in the 08 round of 64. McGee had 0 2-point shots against Seton Hall. All 7 of his baskets
were
threes.
Talk about a catch-and-shoot guy, Shane.
Oh, man.
This guy redefines catch-and-shoot, doesn't he? I mean, this is a guy that literally needs 1 inch. If you give him, if you go under a screen, you're done. Mm-hmm. This guy is lethal. If you don't go over the top and crowd him every step of the way, you're going to get burned. He's that good a shooter. And he's a catch and shooter in the air, too. He can literally get square in the air. He's an unusual talent. 6'4". I'm watching him yesterday thinking, okay, how does this guy translate to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
Does he get a chance to play at the next level? Because he's got pretty good off-guard size for the NBA, and God knows he's got range. But he was pretty impressive. 24 points. Wofford wins 84-68 in a game that was maybe mostly a little closer than what the final score indicated against Seton Hall, but Wofford was really impressive down the stretch. You know, we've talked about those two teams because of those two guys, Morant and McGee. Can't you see Wofford and Murray State going a little bit further, even though both of them have very tough tests?
Well, there's a reason why Wofford was a 7. They were awarded a 7, you know. That's heady stuff. And I don't know how much of a reason, you know, Fletcher McGee by himself is, but much like Ja Morant, he's not a one-man team. Wofford's good. And if you want to latch on to a, I don't know, are they a Cinderella if they're a 7? I think they're a Cinderella because they're Wofford, and we haven't heard of Wofford,
I mean, they're only a 5-point underdog to Kentucky. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, are they really? I mean, if you're a 5-point underdog going into this next game against Kentucky,
I can't wait to hear Cal complain about having to play Wofford in the second round. Famous for complaining about something all the time, which I'm okay with Calipari overall.
Sure.
I thought it was awesome what he did on Selection Sunday is line up those jerseys behind him during the interview with ESPN. There's no better recruiting tool than that right there. I'm sure that's not what his man cave looks like most of the time, but he tricked it up to – he had Anthony Davis's jersey back there and a couple of others.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's no dummy. He knows he's recruiting all the time, whether he's doing an interview or elsewhere. The 9 triple-doubles, by the way, in the NCAA tournament, Draymond did it twice. Kind of sold him short. He did it in 2011 and 2012. Cole Aldrich had a triple-double, which I didn't realize. Andre Miller.
I was probably covering that game and didn't remember it.
Well, you would have had to have. 2009 is when it happened, right? Well, that was 10 years ago. You'd have been there.
Yeah.
Gary Grant. From Michigan?
Obviously killed a few brain cells.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, I remember him.
Just the weak ones. David Kane from St. John's. I don't know him. And Andre Miller
Utah. Didn't remember now. I remember Andre Miller. I remember that.
Of course.
Kane, I didn't quite connect with. But, I was racking my brain on the Cole Aldrich triple-double. So, I mean, think about how does Cole Aldrich go get you a triple-double? He's going to score you points. He's going to get you rebounds.
So
you got those two.
So after he scored a bunch of points, they started double-teaming him, so then he started passing, I guess. Logical next step for his triple-double.
Yeah, it makes the most sense, right? Because
he certainly wasn't known for his passing. Florida State got pushed by Vermont. That was another one that I – and not that – Vermont, I'm sorry, but I give Vermont a little more credit or less eyebrow raising than the Bradley score. But Florida State finally pulled away from the. They're my dark horse in their particular
really?
Region. Florida State is, yeah. Yeah.
And so do you like them over Murray State?
I like them for the next couple of games, I'm afraid. And they almost lost to Vermont. So, yeah, I got them I got them winning a couple more, Florida State. Matter of fact, not that anybody cares about anybody's bracket but their own, and I'm not going to make this about my bracket, but I think I've got them beating Gonzaga. And as a matter of fact,
so you've got
them, I do.
So you've got them Elite 8.
Elite 8, yeah. Yep.
Wow.
They got they outscored Vermont 30-14 in the paint, 18-8 in the second half, but Vermont they didn't go away. They had well, they had 16 three-pointers, is that right? Good Lord. No wonder. I didn't bear down on that game, but now I realize how they hung around. 16 three-pointers for Vermont. 76-69. Florida State finally pulled away and won that game. Yeah, I was satisfied with day one of the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
I was satisfied. That's how I would term that. The prop bets that we had yesterday, or at least looked at,
yeah.
Like I mentioned, if you put down a $100 bill on a triple-double, you'd won $500. It was plus 500 to go over 0.5. The highest single-game point total for any team didn't happen. That was 98. Nobody really got close to 98. There were a couple of 87s, and Gonzaga scored 87. Minnesota scored 86, so nobody threatened 100, so that is still safe, or after one day anyway. What will be the largest margin of victory in the round of 64? The over-under was 37.5. We both took the over. Gonzaga beat Fairleigh Dickinson by 38.
There you go.
So we got our money and got out of there after day one.
There's a winner.
Yep. Will a one seed lose in the round of 32? We're going to have to wait on that one. Total overtime games in the round of 64, 2.5. There better be 3 today because we both thought that there would be an overtime game. Although New Mexico State and Auburn coulda, shoulda. Same with Maryland
shoulda.
And Belmont. They finished in a 2-point game, so that could have happened twice on day one. But
we grazed over that decision in the New Mexico State game, and I haven't read all of Chris Jan's remarks. Boy, you got to take the ball to the basket there and then take your chances in the extra time, don't you? I mean, don't you?
I did.
I mean,
I did read what he said, and he kind of made it sound like after the fact, we get 3 free throws with the guy we want on the free throw line. I'll take that as opposed to a possible layup. And the more I watched that drive to the basket, how much did you bear down on that?
There was a backdoor cover coming, maybe, huh? Like a backdoor.
He beat his guy,
perhaps.
But some other taller dude slid over, and so I thought, okay.
Yeah, there was a chance at the rim that could have been redirected.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I still thought.
Here's what Chris Jan.
You got a chance.
Here's what he said after the game, in part, and this is not the whole transcript, but as it pertained to Harris passing up a layup and throwing it to Terrell Brown. "Quote: I can sit up here and second guess, but if he makes the 3 or makes all 3 free throws, it's an Ali Frazier moment." Unquote. So he kind of just left it alone,
Well, that's a hell of a quote.
It is. And he left his guy alone, A.J. Harris, for making that decision not to shoot a layup and to throw it out for a game ender. Tried to end it instead of tie it and play 5 more minutes. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's going to have to live with that.
Well, you hang with your guys. You hang with your guys. And we don't know how another 5 minutes would have turned out. Hell, we don't even know if the guy would have made the layup.
Right.
I mean,
here's the other thing, too, Bruce, about that game. Auburn played 5 games in 8 days, including that one yesterday. So maybe 5 more minutes would have benefited New Mexico State, because Auburn's thin, New Mexico State's deep, and they were dog-tired by the end of the game, and they pretty much choked away a seven-point lead with a minute left. So maybe your point's right. Take the layup, and let's go five more minutes with these guys.
Of course, you're not thinking that streaking 94 feet down the down the hardwood with a chance to win it. I mean, I get it. I can see it both ways. I just, boy, when it happened, I was like, oh, no.
What are you doing?
And then it was like a moment. But, yeah. But, I mean, still, I don't know. That's kind of two birds in the bush against one in hand, right? So, I don't know. But Auburn ends up winning it 78-77. We're back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.